And now, Straight Speak with David Hughes.
Remember the great 1971 song, Me and Bobby McGee, and the unforgettable line, "Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose"? Well, I'd like to apply it to politics, right here in Northumberland. The concept of freedom, democratic freedom, freedom from political corruption, is something we never want to lose. Now, before you say, things in Northumberland aren't too bad, let me clarify what I mean. There is a word that represents a process, a word, by the way, that Donald Trump has made infamous, and that word acts as the face of nefarious intent. And as I mentioned last week, I want all of us to talk more about this critical issue. The word is collusion. When people collude against us, we lose our freedom. And when a group of people working in a system that we depend on, and that system runs on collusion, then we are losing our freedom and losing the democratic process that is so necessary in having a prosperous community. Collusion is insidious, and compounding that, it's almost invisible, unless you look closely with a critical eye. It takes many forms and uses different means. But three key elements that collusion depends on are 1, complexity of process, 2, lack of public awareness and communications, and 3, a facade of public participation. As I mentioned, the number one condition for collusion is complexity of process, and nowhere is it more evident than in the planning process. Just ask resident Emily Chorley about her efforts to challenge Coburg's planning department and Mayor Brockeneer. Emily and her husband, Simon, have been up against the town's collusion machine for 6 months, battling a slow process of attrition, which is designed to ignore residents' needs. And if that doesn't work, it's designed to wear them down with complexity, planning baffle gap, and an outright disregard for a code of conduct. The mayor's niece applied for a zoning change for investment property at 394 College Street, across from Emily and Simon's home. As concerned citizens, they and 92 other residents raised several issues with council, only to be ignored. They were listened to, yes, but seriously considered? Not a chance. The collusion machine was in full gear. But they stayed with it, working their way through the labyrinth of the proper channels, the planning department, planning committee, council, the integrity commissioner, and the Ontario Ombudsman. They were essentially fighting the lack of integrity in the process and systemic collusion that puts personal political interest ahead of public interest. The process was blatantly manipulated, and collusion prevailed. The almost invisible tentacles of collusion reached into every corner of the process, from the mayor's refusal to step out of council's vote on the issue, his denial to a delegation opposed to the development, and the planning department's lack of timely disclosure to the public, actually misleading council and the public about changes in the application. And then there was the less-than-stellar report by the integrity commissioner. Is this collusion? You bet it is. Is it easy to see? Absolutely not. But the devil is in the details, which I will cover in my next commentary. Until then, think about it.
For more on this commentary and to subscribe to David's blog, visit him at straightspeak.com. Straight Speak is heard on Mondays at 1:05 p.m., Wednesdays at 8:40 a.m., and Fridays at 4:20 p.m. on Northumberland 89.7.